As Israel mourned the death of the nation's first astronaut, its prime minister promised that the Jewish state will remain involved in space travel. Condolences continue to be exchanged between Israel and the United States over the loss of Ilan Rimon and the six American crew members who died in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon pledged at his Sunday cabinet meeting that other Israeli astronauts will follow the example of Colonel Ilan Rimon. Mr. Sharon spoke as his nation was immersed in shock and grief over the death of Colonel Rimon, the country's first astronaut. The cabinet meeting was attended by U.S. Ambassador Daniel Kurtzer. Mr. Sharon noted the seven astronauts on the ill-fated Columbia had, in his words, paid the price for man's conquest of space, and the world salutes them. Flags flew at half-mast, and the Israeli newspapers and television were flooded with reaction to the disaster. The head of the Israel Air Force, Dan Halutz, was among those who paid tribute to Colonel Rimon.
In embarking on this space flight, Rimon undertook an important mission, which purpose was to expand human knowledge. In that mission to space, as in many other missions before, Ilan and his friends demonstrated an outstanding courage, determination, and vision, which inspires us all.
Commander Halutz, like Mr. Sharon, predicted that more of his countrymen would follow Colonel Rimon into orbit.
Is this the end, you think, of Israelis in space?
No, it's the beginning.
Many Israelis saw Colonel Rimon as a positive symbol of optimism amid the gloom of more than 2 years of violence with the Palestinians. During the mission, Colonel Rimon himself spoke with great pride at being a representative not only of Israelis but Jews around the world.
Of course, I took several special things. First of all, the Israeli flag, the Israeli Declaration of Independence. And I took some commemorative things from the Holocaust. And I took also a very special glass for the Kiddush, for the Shabbat.
Even before the Columbia shuttle exploded, as it was making its landing approach Saturday, the Israeli government announced a new medal dedicated to Colonel Rimon. The medal's inscription integrates a verse from the Book of Psalms: His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.